Welcome. You're tuned into Adelante with Arlene, and I'm your host, Arlene. Have you ever tried to move forward, and yet you feel like you're still carrying those things that weigh you down? Today on Adelante with Arlene, I'm going to talk about baggage.
These are my thoughts. Let me inspire you.
Do you know that God never had in store for us never to take into the future those things in which have been hindering and holding us back in our past? Life experiences, trials and tribulation cause us to, well, end up with some baggage. And many times as we try to move forward, we, sometimes not realizing, are taking this baggage into our present and our future. Now, I understand that many of us have gone through so much that it's been very difficult to process or let go. Yes, life experiences, trials and tribulation cause us to formulate these perception that our life will always be the same. Now, I'm not referring to traumatic situations, because trauma is something that is at a deeper level and it causes a lot of issues in our lives also, though, if we don't deal with it. But I won't call that baggage. Baggage to me is when, let's say when we're young, we get our heart broken often as we are dating. We may formulate a view that this is going to continue to happen to us in our lives and that nothing lasts forever. Or we may say to ourselves and other things in life, if we get blessed with something, we feel that nothing good will last forever. And the truth of the matter is, as we get older, it's so important that we understand that we don't have to carry the baggage, because it turns into toxicity. And in every part of our lives, it will try to infiltrate and not allow us to live our lives in the present as we walk hopefully out into our future. This is something that's common for every single human being, because we've known that when we get into relationship with someone else, be it friendship or be it marriage, we all take into that marriage baggage. Experiences that we might have had in our past, again, that had a negative sting in our lives, that now have caused us to believe that everything is the same and that everyone is the same and that there will never be hope for anything different. Well, that's dangerous. That way of thinking has been dangerous and will continue to be dangerous, as it was in my life. When you're young and you are attracted to a certain type of boy or girl, you tend to have what we call a type. And if we have been brought up to believe one concept one way, for instance, sometimes if back in the days women were more domesticated, they didn't have the freedoms that are afforded to us right now, even though we still have a lot that we have not overcome as women, there's a lot that we have been able to overcome to consider us an equal. Well, if we're growing up in an environment that's very old-fashioned, we may grow up believing that we as women don't have a voice. And therefore, we may grow up to be either angry about it and be rebellious and not have no respect for any man's opinion, or we may then become very dominating, domineering type of women and not really be freed to be able to not think that every relationship is going to be the same. All these things don't have to continue in our lives. There isn't one person that I have ever met that has not brought what we call baggage into their present and actually foresee it for their future. Somehow I thought I was the savior and I can help them. Didn't realize that my perspective was being formulated on what I thought I was supposed to be doing. And therefore, in life, as I grew older, I reaped the consequences of their actions because of my choices. And now I had baggage. So if you grow up with a parent that is not there for you to show you emotional support or support of any kind, then you formulate a perspective that that's the way it's going to be in your life. And it's your lot in life. And therefore, you need to accept it. I'm here to tell you, you don't need to accept that in your life. The baggage that you have right now that all of us come into relationship with, leave it at the feet of Jesus. If you don't know the Lord today, I tell you, this is the only way to do it. And stop taking it back. Let it go. I think that many times the reason we don't let go as young adults and adults, something, a behavior, a baggage that we have been carrying, is because we're afraid to finally feel. We're afraid of the change. Now, that sounds not so healthy, does it? We've all done it. I remember the program in AA says, if you do what you always did, you get what you always got. It is true. You might be saying, what do you mean? So if you're saved and you're serving the Lord, remember what the word says in Hebrews 12:1. And if you're not, listen to this. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, who are the witnesses? Those that have gone before us, those who have laid their baggage at the feet of Jesus and not picked it up, and instead live in the present and move expectantly and hopefully into the future. That's the great cloud of witnesses. He tells us in the word, let us throw off everything that hinders, that baggage. And the sin, our ways, that so easily entangles us. It entangles us if we don't let it go. It will keep us bounded, unable to live in the present, and unable to move forward. Instead, the Word of God says, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Absolutely. How do we do that? Looking onto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Do you have faith in the Lord today? Or do you want to hold on to that baggage? That baggage that's not only not allowing you to press forward because it's getting heavier and heavier, but also that baggage and those issues in which you're just going to continuously trip over and not allow yourself to live in the freedom and the healthiness emotionally that the Lord would want you to live in. The Word of God says that when we do this, when we give it up to God, that the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and our mind in Him. In John 14:27, He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives it. Not as the world tells you. Not as the world tells you. There is no worldly, earthly formula that we can take three hallelujahs or a couple of meditative scriptures or a bath in the tub, in the bubble bath, that can ever give you the real peace and the long-lasting peace than the Lord God Himself. He's the only one that can give us that peace. He says, let not your heart be troubled and let it not fear. I have studied sufficiently and even been in therapy, and I can tell you that many times we don't let go of perspectives that are emotionally hurting us, that have caused us baggage in our lives, because we are afraid. When we start taking layers off, even the baggage, we feel vulnerable. We get so used to, like AA says, if you did what you always did, you get what you always got. If you're so accustomed to, oh, well, that's the way it is, then you're going to get that's the way it is. And sometimes we're afraid of change. We're afraid of actually, yes, the good liberation of being healed. Why wouldn't we want to let go and be free? Because we got used to being the way we are. And that, my friend, is a lie of the devil. That's how the world and the enemy of our soul gets us to be confined to a past and not learn how to be healthy and handle that baggage, give it to the Lord, and walk through and live in the present a day at a time as we walk to and towards our future. There are so many ways that we can check ourselves. If you had a bad marriage, then we have to reevaluate. Did I marry the same type of man? Is it the same kind of feeling I'm getting that happened then is happening now? Then you have baggage and you have a type. Now, did you bring upon that hardship? Well, at least 95% of the time, maybe you didn't, what was done to you. But we were a part of that picture. We were a part of making a choice to continue. We maybe might have been unaware that we have had these issues, this baggage, this perception of life, and therefore we repeat the same things over and over again. I know it happened to me when I was younger and I was dating. I had a type, and the type was not good for me. And something about me felt that I needed to help. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that's what I hope to do with these videos and with anybody that I speak to, help them. I have a heart to do that. But even in those, in these moments, when I speak to someone face to face, a friend, there needs to be a boundary set that their problem, their baggage doesn't become mine. You understand? If for any moment someone's baggage starts affecting you, you have to reevaluate yourself and stand strong on God and know who you are. That way, that won't tear you down. And you'll be able to live in peace in the present and know better what to do. Many times at jobs, again, if I was being corrected constructively, I didn't even know what that was. I believed that I was being criticized and torn down, and I felt less of myself. I know that about myself because I want things to be perfect. I was an A-plus student. I graduated cum laude from college. I always overachieved. I was hard on myself. And since I know this about myself, I have to give myself the grace, and you have to, that God gives us. I am not perfect. You are not perfect. But if someone else tries to tear us down with their words, with their actions, we have to reevaluate. Are we being belittled and feel belittled because we believe what they're saying? Or is it their issue and it's not our issue? And therefore, we don't have to carry their baggage, but neither should nobody else. Get me wrong, when people get married, they all bring some phenomenon of their past into their marriage. But that is why I'm telling you that if we don't have an understanding of who we are and what our baggage might still be and our issues might still be, and the things we've turned over to God that we don't want to take back, but sometimes we get triggered very simply by maybe a criticism and we take it and we have to say, whoa, sit back. That was a constructive criticism. That wasn't a critique to hurt us, but to help us instead. If we don't learn how to stand back and be able to know whether somebody's coming at us with something because we need to check ourselves and say, was there something I did or said that might have hurt that person? And I need to look at myself and my ways. Okay. Or is it, again, their issue, their problem? And you're like, what in the world are they saying? When you get married, you have to understand that people come with life experience, trials, tribulations that they have gone through, and they're going to come with baggage. Does it mean that we, eat all of it and take it all in and say, oh, well, that's the way it is? No. We have to learn to be mature enough to work those things out by communicating in order to be able to clarify what's theirs, what's yours, and how could you get rid of it so that you can live a healthier, emotionally healthier life. If someone constantly tells you, I did that because of you, it's your fault. Nobody can make you do anything. Nobody. So when someone says that, don't ever take the guilt for that. That's something that happens very frequently in relationships. If you wouldn't have, or in abusive relationships, for sure. If you would have been quiet, then I wouldn't have. I know that because I was verbally abused. So my brothers and sisters, these videos these days have been my thoughts, but my thoughts are my experience. And my experience may not be the same as yours, but you still have an experience. And not all your experience are a positive experience. And all of us in life have gone through something. But the word of God says in Matthew 11:28, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke. Give him the baggage. God can handle it. And learn from me because I am gentle. I am humble in heart. And I will find rest for you in your soul. For my yoke is easy to bear and my load is not hard to carry. Stop carrying that baggage. Not only are you tripping up, but it's really keeping you from moving y seguir adelante, like my channel always says. Adelante means to go forward. Many people want to keep us down. Sometimes we have been aware of what we've done. We have been aware of the toxicity in our lives. We have been aware of our actions, our emotional disarray due to the experiences in our lives. And we have set out to get help, to better ourselves a day at a time, to be able to distinguish on what is us and what is someone else's issue. But even in those times, many times, there'll be someone who will remind you of who you used to be, what you used to do. Whether it is an employer, a family member, the church, your friend, a husband, a boyfriend or girlfriend or wife. Those times will happen. But I want you to stand strong and know that God knows who you are. And He has plans for you to prosper. God doesn't plan for us to remain where we're at right now. You see, because a minute has already passed, so we're living in our present right now, and that's already in the past. Know this, that there's nothing too far for God's reach. It starts with one step at a time. Admitting that you need the help of God. Admitting that you have carried this baggage and these past things into your present, and they're affecting you. They're affecting your relationship. They're affecting your sleep. They're affecting you at work. They're affecting you with your children because you have been so accustomed to just that one way that the baggage has become bigger and heavier and heavier and heavier. And it has just clouded your view. God has plans for you to prosper. God has plans for you, and it is not for you to live in your past. In the book of Genesis, when everything was going crazy, and there was Sodom and Gomorrah and all the sin and all the debauchery and all that was happening, God told Lot to run and not look back. Run, because God was going to destroy the city. So Lot is running, the Bible says, and his wife was a few, whatever, feet away from him, behind him. You know what she did? She looked back. She turned her head, looked back. She turned into a pillar of salt. Yes, I know, sounds like mythical, but it's not mythical. It's in the Bible. Don't look back. Unless it's to reflect on what you did and how you don't want to do it again, there's a difference. But don't look back like she did because you're missing that unhealthiness because you got so comfortable with it that you felt grounded in it. I can tell you that's a lie of the enemy because the enemy uses these trials and tribulations and experiences that we now have developed our perception, our way, our personality has become, our emotions have become unhealthy. That's what the enemy wants. Because then we act out. Then we hurt others. Hurt others. We will hurt others. But most of all, we are stopping ourselves from walking forward y siguiendo adelante to what God has for us. Hope for a change. I don't always feel physically well. And yes, that has happened often since I was a little girl. Yeah. But you know something? I had to stop thinking that this is just a matter of time and I'm always going to be getting sick or getting another diagnosis from a doctor, all this stuff. I have to stop thinking that way. And this is something I have to practice. It's a baggage. I have an issue. Because life is life and such is life. And as we get older, things happen to our body. That is a natural process. But I will not accept certain things that are happening to me in my life because I do not want to continue with a perception that it's just a matter of time and something else is going to pop up. No, even though I have been spending a year or more in doctors for different reasons, I see it as a way of God showing me, hey, something's wrong. So it's time to take care of it. Whether it took medication to take care of it, change of a diet, a surgery, whatever it is. I find that a positive because now I'm aware and now I have some choices on what I can do. So you have to take that negative, turn it into a positive, but you also have to cooperate and walk through it with God, live in the present, walk onto the future with hope and not despair. Whenever you feel despaired, remember this, you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. Remember that the thief, which is the devil, comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that you might enjoy life and have it in abundance to the fullest, to overflow. In our cultures, whatever your culture is, have family members, very old school, that said many negative statements. In my growing up, I heard it. Like, oh, that's the way it is. There's always something that's going to come around. It's like this doom and gloom. You grow up expecting the worst instead of the best. They don't mean nothing bad by it, but it is bad because we got to watch what we say. I used to bump heads with my mom a lot because my poor mom, she had been so much in despair, you know, verbally abused by my dad. You know, that spirit of negativity was hovering over her and all that. So for her, it was like I would say a positive, she'd always say a negative. And she'd always say that I was always finding a way to argue or disagree with her. When in reality, there was a fight inside of me that was saying, no, it does not have to be that way for me. And while some of her baggage became my baggage too, things that in my adulthood I'm still working out because it was my environment, it was where I grew up. I can tell you this, I still pushed through into the positive. And was now able to give her the positive, which is that Christ says, or he has for us, and has changed her life. Christ has changed her life. Because now she's willing to listen. She's willing to hear it. She doesn't perceive it anymore as me fighting against her, but instead she sees it as me giving her hope, the hope in Christ. So I hope that you continue to have hope in Christ. I hope you know that no matter what has happened to you, you don't have to continue in the same vicious cycle anymore. You can put down that drink. You can face life and your baggage and your issues with help and with God and live a healthy life. You can be renewed in the mind through God, through the word of God, through the reading of the scriptures, through surrounding yourselves with a cloud of witnesses who have been there before. What's a cloud of witnesses of this that have gone through what you've gone through? It might not be the exact same thing. It could be divorce, heartache, substance abuse, addictions, whatever in the world it is, whatever. When you have the support and you surround yourself around a cloud of witnesses that have overcome in Christ Jesus a day at a time, you too will be able to live in your present joyfully as you hope towards and walk towards your future a day at a time. God has taken layers of junk and baggage from me. As I mature in age, I realize that there are things that were important to me, things in life, material things, that are not as important anymore. The things that I thought I was supposed to have in life and realize they were more wants than need. Sometimes less is best. It's when you allow God to take that baggage from you, when you give it to him, that you feel bare, you feel naked, you're exposed. And when we are exposed at the right time under the light and the power of the Lord, the power of his Holy Spirit will illuminate those places of darkness in your heart and my heart. And he will be able to clean out those things out of our hearts that have corrupted us. The word will renew our mind and refresh us. And whenever we feel negative, we will say, no, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. You will learn how to change the way you speak because you're now feeding yourself, your soul, the word of God and what he says. Positive affirmations are good when you say things such as, I am loved. I am a kind person. All these wonderful things. But all that really comes, all that goodness comes from God. So I would say to you, affirm yourself in what God says and who he says. You can say, I'm going to have a great day because today is the day that the Lord made, the word of God says, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. You may be having disarray right now in your home and you can say, this is the house of the Lord. This is the house of the Lord. And me and my household shall serve the Lord. You don't see it right now. I was the only one that was serving the Lord and saved in my late 20s. My mom, my sister, my dad, they weren't. But after 10 years of living again with my mom, I brought her to the Lord. My sister eventually came too. My dad hasn't yet. He's not well in the mind. His mind deteriorated. But I know we have hopes for him as well. Yeah, you may not see it now in your household, but if you're the person of faith, and if you're not a person of faith, you need the strength of God, because all the other stuff around you will bring you down. And it's only through God that we can live in the present and see clearly what he wants for us in the future. We develop and we learn these skills of life through the word of God, through the teachings, through the being with other brothers and sisters, just surrounding ourselves with that cloud of witnesses. We're now able to develop better coping skills, better coping mechanisms. I'm not going to tell you that once in a while, I'll slide a little bit and get caught up in my old baggage and trip. But I have the Holy Spirit, and I'm quickly reminded. And even by a friend recently, when I went through some other tests that I had to go through, he believed that I was going to be just fine, that there was going to be a good report. And when he spoke that word to me on the phone, he wasn't there to see it, but my heart was overjoyed. It's like something flipped in me, and that's the Spirit of God. I felt it, and I smiled without him even knowing, and I felt the peace of God. He spoke life into my life, my friend, and I want to speak life into yours. You don't have to live with the baggage. You don't have to live with your emotional baggage. We cannot change people, but we can change the way we process things, the way we perceive things. God can give us the new eyes by the power of the Holy Spirit. We see things in a different manner. We can see people's hurts more clearly when we're walking in God. And we won't receive their negative baggage that they want to throw towards us as being ours. We learn how to be more loving, more careful, more healthy emotionally, more discerning. We learn how to humble ourselves through constant trials and tribulations that we all go through, and instead see it as learning opportunities given by God, but not feel defeated, but instead be overcomers. So today I say to you, let go of your baggage, but don't give it to another person. Give it to God, the only one who can carry that weight. Ask him to bear you of it all and fill you with his Spirit so that you may walk healthier, stronger, wiser, and live in peace and joy, even through whatever trial will come, because they will, in your life next. Thank you for tuning into Adelante with Arlene. I hope that anything I said, might have touched you, might have made you think. I pray that you have the courage, because it takes courage, to tell yourself, I am strong and I am of good courage. I do not fear, nor am I afraid. For the Lord my God, he is the one who goes with me. He will not leave me nor forsake me. Deuteronomy 31:6. Joshua 1:9 says, I am strong, I am vigorous. I am very courageous and I am not afraid, neither am I dismayed. For the Lord is God is with me wherever I go. I was full of such great affirmations. 2 Chronicles 32:7 through 8, I am strong, I am courageous, I am not afraid or discouraged. Because the Lord, my God, is with me to help me fight my battles. And I love this one. When you're in the midst of that trial, when you feel that baggage wants to trip you up and kind of put you inside the suitcase, you say, as I wait on the Lord, I will wait with good courage, and He shall strengthen my heart. Psalm 27:14. Don't be afraid. When we bear ourselves before the Lord, He fills us with His goodness. He dresses us in a different way. Thank you. Don't forget to subscribe, give a thumbs up, and leave a comment. If you have not shared these videos with your friends, what are you waiting for? Please, please share. It's important that you ring the bell. Press that bell. That notification bell will only let you know if I have a new video. Many of you haven't checked out my playlist. I have many. I have a show called Speak It Out, Sing It Loud. I try to do it about once or twice a month, where I interview friends of old and friends of new. I have a new show I love to do with DJ Johnny C, my brother in the Lord. My friend, which has his own show, Planet Beat Nation, at 7 p.m. on Thursdays. Go check him out on YouTube. He does a show with me on Sundays at 2. It's called Two is Better Than One. That's right. DJ Johnny C and I have our own show, Two is Better Than One. We stream it on Triple Threat FM, and we do this twice a month, but the video for will always be on Adelante with Arlene, and you can check out Two is Better Than One, and the playlist here on YouTube. Don't forget that I also have a playlist called My Thoughts. My Thoughts, which is also on my playlist, and so, so much more. I love you all, and I thank you. Get my channel going. Let's reach that 1,000 mark so that I can go and push forward y seguir adelante. What do I say on every video?
Adelante.
Until next time.
These are My Thoughts. Thank you for tuning in to Adelante with Arlene.